As you get near the house, take a look in the backyard. Here you'll see the most extensive set of 19th century outbuildings remaining in the neighborhood. The one furthest from the street is a stable, carriage house, and garçonnière. A garçonnière being a small separate residence where the young men of wealthy families moved when they entered their teens. The next building nearer to the street is a slave quarters and kitchen. A cistern for water storage still exists but isn't visible from the street. The garage is a modern cinder block structure disguised to look better suited to the period. This home was built in 1853 for Michel Mousson, one of the few Creoles living in the Garden District before the Civil War. He was the uncle of French artist Edgar Degas. Degas briefly stayed with relatives in another home on Esplanade Avenue during a visit to New Orleans. You can tour that home, now called the Degas House. While Creoles and Anglo-Americans differed on plenty of fronts, they sometimes found common ground around the ways they made money. Mousson was a cotton broker, and Creoles in his position often formed business ties with Americans and also found common cause with their neighbors as supporters of the Confederacy. When you reach the corner, look at the house on the opposite side of Coliseum Street.